Today, this stretch of 4th Street just off Rhode Island Avenue is a three-quarter torn-down facade in a parking lot. In the 1970s, this is where the Maverick Room stood.
This is where the go-go took off at. This is where the go-go really caught on, you know what I'm saying?
Chuck Brown is known as the godfather of go-go. He'd been playing dozens of top 40 songs each night.
Some of the top 40 songs were 180 beats a minute, like disco, you see. And so we slowed that stuff down, man, and just broke it down. I didn't do but 10 songs a night then, and the rest of it was percussion and communicating with the audience.
And the turning point here at the Maverick Room, Chuck Brown asked the DJ to play what was just a rhythm track of a song he was working on.
Crowd went off, you know. I said, this is it, fellas. This is it. We got a hit. I feel like
busting loose. That would go on to become a national hit. Other local bands, including Trouble Funk and EU, were instrumental in turning our area into the go-go capital of the world. The Maverick Room has been gone for decades, but even as we stand here, dozens of fans who love Chuck Brown flock to him to reminisce.
Hey, my man, you remember where it was?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, where the
right
door?
Here.
The door was right here.
Right here.
Yeah.
Right here, yes, sir.
Well, see, we have some very loyal fans, you know what I'm saying? They never, you treat them right, make them people happy, they'll never forget you.
In our next report,
it was a sketchy part of town. It was a tough neighborhood.
Neil Augenstein, KLP Radio.